Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website
that our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen.
This episode's guest is Brian Safi.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Welcome back.
Oh.
I'm telling you, listen, guys, we're doing the best we can. We're not in the same room.
Exactly.
And we were just trying to figure out who's going to start. And I'm looking at you, Bert. And I saw you make a move with your face. And I thought it meant go.
And then there was like the tiniest bit of lag. And I thought she didn't get my movement. I better go.
Let's try to say it together. Okay. One, two, three. Oh, what? Well, this is a disaster.
Now, I prefer the countdown. It's more dramatic.
I know. It's true. I think that comes from my theatrical background, you know, a one and a two and a three or a five, six, seven, eight. You know, I don't like to go backwards. I only like to go forwards, Bernd.
Hey, let me ask you this, because you are a thespian and I am not. I'm not a performer and you are. The five, six, seven, eight. Why start there?
Because usually you are usually working with an eight count of a combination.
And, What's that mean?
Oh, okay. So like if you've ever seen any documentary or anyone ever doing a dance class, they go one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You guys can't see, but I'm doing jazz hands, you know, like chorus line. Are you familiar with da 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 da? Right? That's one.
I'm familiar with humming, yes.
Right. Well, that's a song from a musical. Usually you're starting a movement on the downbeat of the one is what it really is. Oh, it's the little hiccup of breath before an actual note starts. Like, so that you know when to start. There's like a little breath.
Mm.
You can sort of hear it. You know, it's like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight is actually the downbeat of one. Does that make sense?
Is this from Rent? Because I know there's a song from Rent that has a lot of numbers in it.
No.
And is this one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight?
Nope, it's not that. It's not that one. This is just music, Bernd.
Oh, okay.
This is just any music that's in a simple eight count of music. And so a five, six, seven, eight, bum. Like, you know right to, after the eight, you're already getting in the rhythm, and you know right when to put those jazz hands out there. And that's where that comes from.
I mean, this is I'm saying this is my fault, not yours. I feel I'm more ignorant than I was before I asked the questions. But to be fair, I thought that that song from Rent was they counted up to 500,000.
You mean like a 99 bottles of beer on the wall, but the opposite?
Yes, in reverse. Yes.
Oh, exactly. Good Lord. That'd be the longest song in the world.
I thought they broke it up into different songs.
You thought that the only songs in Rent were just getting to this number.
Yes, that's exactly right. I've never heard the full
song.
Like, one song
is called 125,692.
Exactly.
That one is right before intermission.
I've never seen the show. I just knew that there was a song that started with a great number. And
it actually is the very end of the show.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense. So they'd be counting. So the songs preceding that would be counting up to that number.
Your theory works. But no, sadly, most of the songs are about, you know, people dying and hooking up and struggling to pay their rent. They're not about numbers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Passed.
It's okay. All right. Anyhow, well, we didn't welcome it yet. Let's do it at the same time. No counting. Let's just look at each other and breathe. Ready?
Okay. Welcome to the neighborhood. You're saying it.
No, I'm not singing it. I was trying to match what you did. You went up with your voice and it was crazy.
I didn't mean to be crazy. Although I do, you know, I have been spending a lot of time by myself.
I know, and I'm worried about it. And you know, we didn't check in yesterday, Bernd, and I think it's making a difference. I feel like when we speak every single day, not doing the podcast, just right. we get to look
just
at each
friends,
other.
Yes.
Just as friends, and I feel like the days that we miss, and I'm sorry I missed yesterday. That's quite all right.
I had my hands full with Connie, who is that's my ventriloquist dummy, he and I spent a long day trying to achieve a breakthrough, which we did not achieve.
This is you just basically trying to get him to respond back without you having to manipulate his mouth yourself.
Exactly. That's correct.
Okay. It's interesting to me that you were terrified by the trailer of the movie Magic with Anthony Hopkins that you end up
Magic
not watching.
Magic is fun. You're dead.
So it's interesting that you would want the same thing that essentially happens in that movie to happen in your own home, which is the dummy start to speak on its own. Why does that not terrify you? Why do you want that to happen?
I mean, it absolutely does, but that's part of the conquering the fear. I'm trying an immersion therapy, and so first to immerse myself in a home with a ventriloquist dummy, terrifying, but then also to try to get him to the point where he's speaking independently on his own. What could be more terrifying, and what could be a greater achievement if I overcome that terror?
This is happening because Bernd has stopped going into the pharmacy. Is that correct?
I was asked to stop going into the pharmacy because I was staying there too long, and they were afraid I was going to get infected. But
What do you mean staying there too long? Why would you mean after hours?
Sometimes yes, I would go in there and I would do an all day shift. I would do double shifts. I would stay there after they closed up and just go and just wipe down everything. I guess I was starting to look very haggard. And gaunt. And they said, Bernd, you have to go home. And I said, you don't understand. Connie the ventriloquist dummy is there. He's there all day. And they said, I understand, but you really can't stay here. You have to go home. You have to, for your own safety and other people's safety.
Okay. But I do think that that's causing a problem because I think that it helps you to get out of the house. I mean, any one of us, obviously, that goes without saying now because we're all in the same boat, different houses. But I do think that it helped you to be out and to do your job. And this is interesting because the post that I have is actually applicable to what's going on right now with you and Connie. And I'll explain to our listeners why. So I'm just going to jump in here. Is that okay, Bernd?
Of course.
So this is from Lisa. And this says,
oh, by the way, we have not introduced ourselves.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Bernd Mia Payday.
And I am Joan Pedestrian.
And we are your hosts for The Neighborhood. Listen, this is a look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls via the social networking application NeighborHap.
Yep. And we're doing our best to stay at home and self-isolate, but we can continue through teleworking to do this podcast and to still connect with our neighbors as best as we can.
Yes, because it's hard. I've been trying to go out on my little balcony, you know, my apartment, and, you know, like the people in Italy do, and they all sing songs together. And I can't sing, so I do try to just recite famous speeches and see if anyone will join in.
Oh, yes. Like much like they're doing back. So you're not getting any takers on that. What speeches are you reciting?
It'll be like, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Presidential speeches.
Yes. Just any famous speech. Have you ever been over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? And the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. And you know, I'm hoping that other people will join in. But so far, no takers. A lot of people telling me to be quiet.
Uh-huh. Do you still have the elliptical jammed out there on that balcony?
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do. And
why
you know,
in the world? Do you use it at all, Bernd?
I can use it, but I can only take very shallow steps on the elliptical. It's not a big balcony. So it's a very intense workout. I can't take great strides. I feel like it almost is a better workout because it's a real strain to get anything going in that tiny little space.
Right. Oh, okay. this post right here. Oh, sorry. We haven't checked in with Doug yet.
Oh, that's right. Your husband, Doug, who is our sound engineer.
Yeah, he's in the home gym today.
Speaking of elliptical.
That's right. That's what made me think of it. We do have an elliptical, but it's got a lot of space. Are you working out and recording, honey?
Haven't started my workout yet. I'm just standing here recording.
Doug, walk us through the gym. What's in there? What's the equipment look like?
Well, there's our old Nordic track in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
There's the the belt that shakes you around that we got in the 80s.
In the 50s, honey. Yeah, I've got that because I, you know, I love a vintage workout piece of equipment, and I couldn't help it. And I always wanted to try it. You know, you see that old footage of those women standing there. And
sure.
I will say it mostly just really messed up my hip alignment.
Sorry.
It really did. The boys love using it on their face because they say it's I don't know, for whatever reason, it's a great massage.
So what they put their heads in the, in the.
Yeah. Look, do you want me to explain what my twins do every? I can't explain it.
I certainly don't. It's giving me nightmares sometimes. Do you also still have that box that's like it's a hot box that you stick your head out the top of and then you can close it, and then there's a dial that goes all the way up to danger?
Oh, you mean like a cryogenic like the freezing where you can go in and do that, but the opposite?
No, I thought it was like from old cartoons where
cryogenic. It goes hot.
It's pyrogenic?
No. Well, that's cryogenic.
Oh, cryogenic.
Sorry, I know. I was thinking of the cool bit. I wanted to do the cool one. I wanted to have that in the home gym for forever.
Cool sculpting?
I'd love to do that. No, we don't have that, but we do have, and then of course it's a dance floor with a ballet bar so that I can do my dances. Yes, 5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6, 7, 8, rent.
And then, yeah. And then I have the tee from my adult t-ball league in here, and I practice. I practice my swing.
Sure. How tall is that tee for the adult t-ball?
Standard height. About
really?
Yay high.
About so you use the children's size tees, but you're just adults playing t-ball. So it's almost golf.
Yeah, you get under the ball, or you just bend at the knees really nice. And
oh, sure.
Yeah, he sure does love that league. He sure is missing it right now. They tried to do it virtually, but it was a mess. And thank God we don't have Windows.
Yeah, that's a big drawback for sports is you can't do it virtually.
You really can't. You really can't.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. So he's down there. He's going to start a workout in a little bit. And I'm going to share this post because this has to do with Connie, actually, Bert. And I'll explain to our listeners what I'm talking about. So this says Teddy Bear Hunt from Lisa. Let me explain. She says the teddy bears have been moved. You see if you can find them. One is outside, not in a window. Total of 3 on St. John's Place. Remember, you can see/find them all from the sidewalk. Now, this says, yes, you may swing. If I see someone after they leave, I think it means swing by. I don't think it means swing. That's certainly, it's not a time to swing.
Well, also, I don't need your permission.
That's right, Bernd. If I see someone after they leave, I spray and wipe down with disinfectant. Happy Friday. Now, what this is as you guys might know, some neighbors are putting teddy bears in the window so that when the kids go on their walk for the evening, they can do a teddy bear hunt and spot them. Yes. Sort of like a very safe distancing Easter egg hunt. Now, the reason I bring this up to our listeners is because Bernd thought this would be fun to do with Connie. So he has placed his ventriloquist dummy in the window, mouth agape, for kids to find, although I don't know if there's only one dummy, if it's so much as a hunt, as just something that's terrifying for kids. And I wanted to know how that's been going, Bernd. Are families walking by? Are they concerned?
I can say that I don't know if families are concerned. No one said anything to me directly. The police have been called to my apartment many times. People saying there's an intruder. I just had to explain to police, look, this is like a 3 minute a baby situation. It is not, it's not a ghost. It's not an intruder.
Are you referring to the cardboard cutout that was seen in a shot
of Ted Danson?
The people, it was an urban legend that there was a ghost of a boy in that movie.
That's right. That's right.
I think we talked about this on the podcast before.
It may have come up because I think we did mention before that I don't believe in ghosts, but I do believe in ghouls.
Ghouls, that is correct.
But people are not thrilled with Connie being in the window. I was hoping that they get used to him as a sort of an extra new neighbor, and they'd grow fond of him.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. I think teddy bears, you can see how teddy bears would be a much more sort of genteel, less offensive, perhaps, less scary. Offensive isn't the right word.
Representation of a wild, vicious animal. How is that how is that welcoming?
Sure,
if you put that in your window.
Not a stuffed grizzly bear with claws, is it?
How do I know?
Theodore Roosevelt type teddy bear. listen, I will address this post aside from what you're doing with Connie in that I do think they should stay inside. I think it's wild that one woman put the teddy bear outside. Why would you do that? And then she has to walk out and spray and wipe down the teddy bear with disinfectant. I mean, I thought the whole point was to keep everything behind closed doors, including stuffed animals.
Yes.
Because now you have an infected teddy bear. And it doesn't, I don't know. I don't know how long it lasts on teddy bears. We're not getting all the science out yet. We know cardboard, plastic, copper, and metal, but not teddy bears.
You know, you might as well put a velveteen rabbit out there.
Oh, boy. How about that book? What a downer was that book.
I never got to the end. What happens?
I think that the boy does get better.
That's good news.
Yes, but it's real dicey for most of the book. You know, I don't know why, and this is what's happening now too, because we're watching all these movies because, you know, we have nothing else to do. And there's so many children's films that are so, so dark, and that put the children in such danger. And I'm talking about old movies and new movies alike, you know, especially that
put
that
the
Pixar,
children in danger?
In danger. And Pixar's got kids in danger all over the place. Incredibles are shooting at them, and the Monsters, Inc., the monsters are about to eat them. I mean, it's nonstop.
Joan, do you think this is why you see these movies and then your reaction is to give your children dangerous things?
He's referring to the fact that I gave my twins both a blowtorch and a flamethrower, and I have already admitted that was a gross oversight.
We're not here to relitigate that. I'm just wondering if your response to children being in danger in films is to give your real life children these dangerous weapons.
Because they think that they have to defend themselves?
That's what I was getting at.
I just mostly wanted them to go away and just do their own thing and just leave me alone. I hate to say it, but that's what it really was.
Have you thought about video games?
Oh, we tried that. We tried video games. Of course we did. It started so simply, right? We had video games and they would play Tetris and then they decided to do human Tetris. Everything that we played became human. Right. So we did human Tetris, which was them not only using anything in the house, like all the pillows, that started fine. But then they were bringing over their friends and it was actual people using themselves, stacking themselves up. They did it in the house. They did it outside. We lost a plate glass window. We lost a tree. We lost a dog. We lost a lot in the human Tetris year.
I remember you got them that Nintendo and that was the summer they slaughtered all those turtles.
They did. They did. It was awful. They would jump on them and then kick them. And they punched all the bricks. And so many broken fingers, I cannot even tell you.
And they both ended up trapped in pipes.
I had to get all new plumbing. The obnoxious, the way that they grew out their mustaches, the way that they talked in a very, very offensive Italian accent, the way that they wore the overalls, the way that they were trying to jump up on the top of our flag out in front, from the roof, you know? And then they were just running around throwing coins at each other all the time. How many times I got hit in the goddamn eye with a coin?
Yes.
I can't even tell you.
They're dangerous. They're dangerous boys.
So you understand, it's like, yeah, video games would be great if your kids were normal, if they would just stick with playing the actual video game, you know, on the screen.
Have you thought about seeking professional help for the twins? Because they are lethal.
I know. When I've done consultations, people have hung up. Mid-phone call.
I have been trying to talk to therapists about this.
I think it's rude, you know? I think that someone's out there that could help them, but so far, no one wants to.
I mean, I'm just a pharmacist, but I would never I would never hang up in the middle of a call if somebody's saying, hey, I want some pills. I wouldn't just hang up on them.
Right, although that person is probably trying to get pills for not the right reason, but listen to me. Don't say just a pharmacist ever. I want to say a thank you to the pharmacists right now and to all the service workers and to the hospital workers and nurses, doctors. You know, you are doing a service. Now, speaking of which, have you been allowed back into the pharmacy because you were spending way too much time there?
They are allowing me to come to the front window. and observe proceedings. They are not allowing me to come back inside yet.
Now, I can't remember because time is a loop. Did we already establish that you weren't going into the pharmacy at the beginning?
We did indeed. We did last week. We established that I am no longer allowed inside the pharmacy because I was spending too much time there.
Okay. Oh, gosh, Bert, you'll have to forgive me. There's no timeline anymore.
Doesn't exist. It's a flat circle.
I get up. I start drinking wine. I don't stop. I don't go to bed. I watch terrifying Disney movies. I start it all over again. Mm. I don't know my ass from my elbow is the old term my dad used to say.
How many wines in are you now as of this recording?
Well, now I'm mixing it. I'm mixing it. Mm. So it started with water because I'm running out, which is not great. But I do have a lot of hard liquor, but I'm just trying to stay away from that. But it's not how much wine, but it's how many cases. It's how many, if you want to break it down, I mean, I know there's been 49 rosés. If you want to just break it down by color.
I was talking about today.
So am I. So that gives you a little bit of an idea. I'm just mid-level drunk at all times. I think it's, I'm not trying to say, listen, I promise you all, I don't have a problem. I have a problem right now.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
I'm not trying to make light of that. I understand it's a difficult time for people. When all the wine's gone, there won't be any more and I won't go buy any more because I'm trying to stay inside. I'll be done. But for now, I'm just going to live like there's no tomorrow with the wine. I'm not going to ration it. Who wants to ration wine? You know, what's fun about that?
I have no answer to that question.
Okay. I thought so. I would take Connie out of the window is the point. And I would also bring that teddy bear inside, whoever is putting that teddy bear outside.
Yes. The idea is to keep them in the window, not for people to come up and touch them, which I would also tell people, if you see a teddy bear on a porch, don't touch it.
Don't touch it. And also, I'm worried about the police that keep having to come over to your house. So that's why I would take Connie out of the window, because we need the police doing other things that are more important than
I couldn't checking. Agree more. That seems more an admonishment for the people calling the police on Connie rather than me. But I take your meaning.
Yeah. Maybe it's on you a little bit.
What happened?
I said it's on you a little bit, maybe.
Jonah, I don't think I've ever heard your voice go quite so high.
Well, you're not around when I'm doing my, it's just because I haven't
When you're singing your numbers?
10, 11, 12. 525,600. Is that what it is? 525,600 minutes. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we go to our break before we have our guest? Because we have another guest.
I think we should. Thankfully, yes, we do have another guest. And we will take a break and more when the Neighbor Listen returns.
Hi, it's Nicole D. For your project, I made this huge circular ball / character head for an art project and didn't end up using it. It's the size of a yoga ball. Could be good for a cat, a pet, or another art project. Just pick it up at my address. As you can see in the picture, it is a big ball, but there's a hole in it too. So that's where the cat can have fun. He can swat it around, or she. They could swat it around, or crawl inside, and then crawl out again. The possibilities are... they're not endless. But there's a few. So... my art project that I didn't use is now your art project for your cat to use or for you to use. You can bat it around. I wouldn't use it as a yoga ball because it's covered with decoupage.
We did it again.
We did it again.
Three,
okay,
two,
now we've got
we
it. Five, six, seven, eight.
Five,
we
six,
did it.
One, two, three. Five, six, seven, eight.
Well, we had it for a minute.
We did. Well, welcome back to the Dear Bird. Listen, very excited to have this guest joining us via teleconference. Here's what's nice is that a lot of times we have posts where people are complaining about things, where they're upset. And this is one where someone is happy. This could very easily be from someone else, would be a complaint. But this person is saying, this is having an impact on me and keep going.
Yes. All right. Are you going to read it, Bernd?
Yes, I'm going to read it. This comes to us from Marawa. Oh, M-A-R-A-W-A, Marawa.
Wow. Okay.
And the subject line, trombone treasure. The post continues. To whomever it is that lives around the Jimmy Carter Boulevard / Pine area, practicing their trombone scales and melodies, you are my favorite thing about this neighborhood. Also grateful for the easterly breeze that carries you into my yard most days. X, which means a kiss. And I thought this was very sweet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we tracked down Marawa. And we have
did.
Marawa here on the line. Marawa, welcome to the Neighborhood Listen.
Welcome.
I have to tell you, your show is an absolute gas. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled to take in sounds whenever I can.
Oh.
Thank you, Marawa. That's right.
That's kind.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Marawa?
You are. I was named by a psychic 2 years ago. My original name is Mormone. So Marawa was sort of the name that came to me. I was on Venice Beach.
Oh,
I had a tenner in my pocket. $10 bill.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the actual singer that can sing high. I wondered, how would he fit in your pocket, Marawa?
Wouldn't that be great? I'd love a pocket tenor. Again, I'd love all four. That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because out on Venice Beach, the breeze is westerly, which is so funny because where I live, it's easterly.
Oh.
And so the psychic said, Marawa. And I said, come on, you know.
Yes, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just had one question. Did you used to live in California before you moved here to Dignity Falls?
I sure did. I lived on, well, I don't know. I mean, it is California, but I lived in Hawaii.
Ooh. Wait, that's not California.
I don't think that it is, no.
I know, but you know what is? It is. And I'll tell you why. Because the shortest flight from Hawaii is California. So, it's like when people say, oh, my birthday's July 30th, but you might as well say it's August 1st. You know what I mean? Because you're so late in the game.
I've never heard anyone say anything like that, but I understand
neither.
What you're saying.
Well, you haven't met my crowd, babe.
Oh, I guess not. Well, what brought you to Dignity Falls all the way from Hawaii, California?
I needed the world to shut the goddamn hell up.
Oh.
Okay? Hawaii's full of tourists from this place, that place, this place, that place.
That is
true. I see Kansas. I see France. I see Australia's underpants.
You know, there
that's
you
joke.
Go.
That's the Hawaiian joke we used to
is
do.
Is that the Hawaiian joke?
And so I said, I got to settle down, and I'm an aspiring music teacher, so I thought this will be perfect. I'll go to Dignity Falls. You know, and so I, you know, the kindergarten, or the pre, I don't know what it is, kindergarten through second grade.
Uh-huh.
I think the school years are very strange.
Is there a term for that unit of time?
That's not really a thing. K through two. There's not many K through two schools. I'm just going to say.
Well, by three. My specialty is teaching children how to clap. And so by third grade, they get it. You know, they curse at me. And I can't be cussed.
Really?
Not so close to Easter.
Wait. They curse at you?
You're saying you're trying to teach these children how to clap, but they've already gotten it to the point where they are annoyed at you for trying to teach them and they curse at you? Is that what you're saying?
Because they already know?
Yes, like I'll teach them how to, well, the songs I pick probably didn't have, so I would teach them to clap to like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, which is harder than you think. To me, that's advanced.
Okay. Well, it depends on what in fact, Marawa, you would be interested in to know. I don't know if you were, there was no way he could have listened. He just jumped on the podcast. But we were discussing 5, 6, 7, 8 here.
The song from Rent.
That's not the song from Rent, Bernd. We've been over this.
Bernd, I really think you should give Rent a chance because not only would you know the correct number in that song, you would be able to witness that famous lyric that's so brilliant you can't get over it. Rent, 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 rent. We're not gonna pay rent.
Everything is Rent. Yeah,
everything is Rent.
It's really, it's sung a lot. It's sung a lot. You'd be surprised to know that when it's for a musical called Rent, the actual title of the show is said so many, many times.
A lot of times so that you don't forget it, which I think was you know... When you teach, for instance, in the third grade, by that point, they're so advanced, they're tired of clapping. I'm tired of hearing the word Rent. And so that's where their cussing came.
Are you teaching them Rent?
Yeah.
The musical?
Yeah.
Children? There's a lot of drug use and a lot of sex.
I don't care.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. That was so
You
blunt.
Have to understand.
I mean, fair enough.
You have to understand it from the West Coast. I'm from California. And that's
and Hawaii.
Hawaii by proxy.
That's correct. But we're loose there, baby. I mean, that's just how we do, you know?
So when you say you're an aspiring music teacher, are you allowed? I'm assuming you're not a music teacher for real. So how are you getting into these schools to teach these children?
That is such, can I be honest with you? How do I get
in? I would love
in?
You to.
How do I get in? How do you get into a grocery store? How do you get into your bedroom? You go in. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I was on a Grindr hookup once with the vice principal of the school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Oh, no, it was fine. We ate tapioca. That was it. It wasn't going anywhere. And so, I said to him, like, he said, what are you doing? And I had to make something up quick because I don't really have any skills. And I said, I'm an aspiring music teacher. He goes, come teach these children.
He just said that he would get in. That's violating a lot of laws that are in place.
You have to
keep children safe,
Joan.
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't care.
Been established. You do not care. So, but the upshot is, after a go nowhere tapioca date, this gentleman invited you to come teach the children how to clap.
Hey, Bert, I didn't tell you where we ate the tapioca off.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, just stop that.
You're not going to tell us?
No, I'll tell you. Each other's heads.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like a tapioca but store or restaurant, not the location on your body. What?
Joan,
what? Okay, you keep saying my name, sir.
I didn't say which head.
Oh, dear. Okay, you know what? This is bananas. This is just bananas.
What's a banana euphemism for?
Oh, my God. This is like talking to my twins who turn absolutely everything into the penis.
Well, you know, if you've got it, flaunt it. And boy, got it.
Oh, please don't undress. Please don't undress, sir. I can.
You like it?
Oh.
We really would prefer just if we all keep our clothes on for these. I mean, not trying to restrict your freedoms, but at least tilt the camera up.
Now, listen, Marawa, you said that you had no skills, but you know what you do? You have a skill of playing the trombone, and please don't make that about something that's not the trombone. Let's actually talk about how you can play the trombone,
the actual instrument. Joan.
Yes.
I don't play the trombone.
That's true, Joan. He never said that he plays the trombone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Again.
He is listening. Here's what's even more curious is that he's listening to someone practice trombone scales and saying how much they love it.
I get a little bit confused. Is our guest the post or the postee?
I don't know. The post, I guess.
You are the postee. You are the person who posted this.
Okay, so what's the difference between the post and the postee?
Well, the post would be the person in the post.
Oh, I see.
The person
I wish was kind of, frankly, sitting here right now so he could play some trombone. Getting a little inappropriate for my
Maybe if we're lucky, his neighbor will start up again and we'll hear it.
You don't
understand.
That's
right, because I'm going to ask, what do you like about the trombone? And he's going to say something inappropriate.
Well, maybe not. Let me ask. And so I'll take the burden off of you.
Maybe it's better coming from you.
Because I am curious what would be so enjoyable about hearing someone play the scales on a trombone. So let me ask you, what is so enjoyable about hearing someone play the scales on a trombone?
Well, first of all, I think it's a very deep, masculine sound. I hate the sound of string. I like the wind instruments.
Okay. You hate the sound of string.
Of the strings. But he second of all, the reason I like it... B-L-O-W.
No, don't let him finish. Don't let him finish. Do you know what he's spelling? Don't let him finish.
He spelled the word blow.
Brilliant.
Whatever. I'm sorry. Listening and teaching is my J B.
Oh, gosh. And he's doing shoulders with it. That's just, oh,
punctuating each letter.
No, I'll tell you. I honestly just love the sound of the trombone. I love any wind instrument. And I think it's, you know, the trombone is a very difficult instrument. To play a scale correctly on a trombone takes a lot of talent and a lot of lung work. And I admire that. In it.
Well, that can't be right? true. But I feel as if the trombone is it not a brass instrument?
Whatever.
It's a horn. It's a horn. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a wind, isn't it?
I think we call them. Do we call them woodwinds?
No. You call. Okay. So if you're again, because I used to sing with symphonies, you've got your woodwinds, and that's going to be a clarinet. That's going to be a piccolo. That's going to be an oboe. Right. Mm-hmm. But if it's brass, which a trombone is, 76 trombones, right? It's going to be the horn section or the brass section, which is going to be your French horn, your trombone, your tuba. Right.
Now, what about the saxophone, which has a reed? It has a wooden reed, and yet it's made of brass sometimes.
Now, that's a good question, because I could see that being both. Yes.
Can I ask a question about brass?
Please, Marawa.
Okay. Thank you. Is that the thing that has the spit in it?
Well, yeah, okay. So you have to constantly switch out reeds. That's correct.
You know what?
To clean out your woodwind instruments. Yes.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's
unsavory for sure. Yes.
Sure. But it's unpleasant. It's part of the job. It's how, you know, you got to clean your instrument. Oh, God, this is just going to devolve into, this is just a nightmare bird. Could you open your window and see if maybe we can hear the trombone player working out? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
You're the person who's so with orchestras, so I think you'd be the one to tell us. Is it called working out?
It's not. Tuning up, warming up.
Practicing?
Practice.
Let me see. Give me one second. Let me see if I can.
Okay.
Farah?
Wait, I hear something.
Oh, wait, I hear her.
Farah?
Wait, is this like a Charlie Brown adult situation?
Farah.
Is that just how she talks?
Farah. Farah, how's your quarantine going? Better than I expected.
Can I say, Marawa, yeah. from your post, I expected to be enchanted. And,
me too.
That didn't sound good.
Those were not scales.
It sounded like someone who doesn't really play the trombone, but happened to have one.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
Are either of you musicians or aspiring music teachers?
Well, I'm certainly
I'm
a musician,
the first.
But Joan
I'm
is
absolutely
a musician.
I'm a vocalist.
Yes. Well, crap.
That should mean that we get along well. I know you were going to try to stick it to me just now,
no,
sir.
I have to say,
but we'd actually get along.
No, I have to say, Joan, what I was going to suggest is Joan and Farah in concert together. Would you like to sing to Farah's music?
I mean, I can try.
Okay, Farah.
I am confused. Does she only? That sounded like she sneezed into it. Is she only able to communicate via trombone?
Well, let's ask her, Farah.
Okay. Well,
are you able to communicate?
Yes.
What?
See?
What?
Crystal clear.
What was that? It sounds like someone, is she perhaps yelling into the trombone?
You know, I think she got it stuck a few months ago. And
Doug,
I think,
are you hearing this? Doug, are you hearing this? Doug, answer immediately.
It's beautiful.
Thank Doug.
It sounds great.
That's my husband, Doug. All right, let's listen to the trumpet again. I mean, the trombone.
So try to sing, Joan.
It's a trombone.
Doug, are you hearing that? Doug?
Sure am.
Wait, let's hear her play again.
It sounds like a fugue.
Oh, no, that was pretty good. Da-da-da-da. That was good.
It's so good.
Was that reveille? I believe that was reveille.
That did
being
sound
played.
Like reveille. There you go. See, is that what you wanted?
Joan, your voice is stunning, truly.
Oh, thank you.
I have to say, even with, it's a close race between your talent and Farah's, but I have to say, you two would make
an
unstoppable,
How close is it?
unstoppable duo.
An unstoppable duo. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. There's not many trombone vocalist duos out there.
Not yet. Joan, let me ask you, what are the words to Reveille?
Me?
Yes. Do you know, does that song have lyrics?
It's time to get up. It's time to get up. Farrah sounds like she's not doing too well.
Well, Joan, what do you expect? We're in a quarantine.
Right, but how does that affect her trombone playing if that's her specialty? Well, I guess she's a little depressed. It does sound like a bit of a depressed play.
No, I don't. She's never seemed better from my perspective, but you're right.
Well, now she's playing the Imperial March. Oh. Here come the British actors.
Oof. Farrah, you've outdone yourself.
I feel like things have gotten just a little chaotic. Let's close the window for just a sec.
Farrah,
you could Marawa.
Farrah, I'm closing the window. Bye. No.
Yeah, you don't have to tell her. Just close the window.
All right.
That's good.
Farrah, I'm closing the window. Okay, the window's closing. Bye.
Now, what's funny is in your post, you weren't sure who was making the trombone sound.
Well, I still don't know. I call her Farrah because this sound is as beautiful as Farrah Fawcett.
I see.
Now, that is an image. Farrah Fawcett in that red bathing suit playing on the trombone.
Now, that's a poster I would buy.
Was it a red bathing suit in that poster?
It was a red bathing suit in that poster. Yes, I remember.
And
can
I be honest with you? Uh-huh. This is how disgusting this country's become. She was wearing a one piece.
She was. What's wrong with that?
You mean you miss
those days?
Yes.
The days of the one piece. Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, I can pick many other reasons why the country has sort of fallen off the wagon other than just the one piece situation. But
go ahead, please. Go ahead, Marawa.
I'm so sorry. I was just going to ask, what's the song that lifts your spirits these days? Is there a song you're bopping to?
I'm trying to think of for the podcast purposes, I'm trying to think of a song that I'm allowed to. It's pretty much only public domain songs these days that keep me happy.
I see.
I love public domain songs. I love them. The farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. Hi ho, the Dario, the farmer in the dell.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the. Is that the only lyrics? That's all there is.
No, and then she'll be riding the horses or something.
Oh, riding six white horses. What is this story about?
Apocalypse.
Who is this woman?
It's about the apocalypse, really. You think it's because of a pale horse. Six pale
white horses. I guess that's true. Is that the last installment or is there a third?
I think there's something about the horses have diadems on their heads.
No, I don't think so.
In the song?
I don't know. I've never heard that song all the way through. I usually tune out because it just seems like they're describing the journey and I just wanted to get there.
Right. Plus it's very repetitive, as we just found out.
It's very, I think that was designed so that everybody could sing along with it. And so if they didn't know what the first line was going to be and then they just repeat it and they're like, okay, I can jump in anytime. and then I know that they get as far as, we will all go out to greet her when she comes.
So it is.
They're planning ahead what they're going to do. But I don't know if she ever gets there at the end of the song.
Right. I wonder if it's like one of those, you know how it's strange that, especially because we're in sort of an odd, ominous time, how many children's songs and children's lullabies are actually born from dark situations or just the lyrics. I mean, if you think about Rockabye Baby, which is incredibly dark, I'm having to sing them a lot because I don't know if I mentioned this. We mentioned this on another podcast. We actually were guests
ago,
on another podcast, Bern. Mm. And now the situation has resolved itself. But I was quarantining with the baby last week because Jalliope had a baby over here and she was watching it right when all this shit went down. The parents called. They said, we can't come over. One of us has carpal tunnel syndrome. We're immunocompromised. You keep the baby. Keep that baby away from us. And I tried to tell them that was not an issue, but I ended up having to keep that damn baby for a week. I don't know if I'd be homeschooling it all the way to college.
Is the baby still there?
No, I just said we just fine. They came to their senses and they came and got the baby. We had to do an airdrop.
What?
it was, what, I don't really mean, I just mean that we had to sort of float him out on a, we didn't want to touch anything, right? But we sure. also didn't want to put him on the ground because, and we didn't want to use a basket because, again, then you have to bleach the basket. We didn't want bleach around babies.
Moses.
So we
sure.
put him on the, exactly. So we put him on the hook of a fishing pole and we just stretched him out and then they held, they are the ones that held the basket. We dropped him off safely and he got, and they pulled him into the car. But the point of this story was, is how many lullabies I was singing and, you know, rock-a-bye baby. And you know, the, what's the other one? Ashes, ashes. We all fell down.
A ring around the
down.
Rosie.
Which is, was about, which, wasn't that about
Absolutely
a play?
Absolutely about the
rosacea.
Play. Yes.
For Absolutely. I,
no, I don't
not
think
rosacea.
So.
I don't think it was about rosacea.
I don't think it was about rosacea.
No, it is. It is.
Nope, ring, around, ring around the Rosie, right?
And the point of the song is ring around the Rosie, pocket full of posies, because you want to match your rosacea to the flowers. Then
why would you want to do that? And how could you control that?
To distract from your face.
All right. Well,
so you would carry around a bunch of posies, and then people would be looking at those. They wouldn't be looking at your red face.
Exactly. And then ashes, ashes. We all fall down, just as meaningless.
It's not.
That was just to finish the song.
Well, what do you think it's about?
They just needed to fill it in.
They just needed placeholder words to put in there.
Exactly.
I hate to tell you, it's much darker than that, Marawa. And that's what I'm just so shocked is. This was a song that children sing, and I don't know if they sing it anymore, but my Lord, it is kind of, it's just unsettling to sort of not be able to find songs for children that are terrifying.
It feels like a song that would be in that movie Midsommar. That feels like what they sing.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like anytime a lullaby is used in a movie, get the hell out. Whoever's on screen, get the hell out.
Oh God, that 1-2 Freddy's coming for you. I
oh,
got the
I didn't
kids
like
to clap
that one.
To that. No, too scary. Too scary. Yeah.
From Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got the kids to clap along to that song?
Well, first I showed them the movie so they knew what they would be clapping along
to. No, that's not right. You shouldn't do children a horror movie.
How old
that's
were these
terrible.
Kids?
Well, they were first grade.
I'm sorry, so, you mean, okay.
Yeah. And first in life. I think they're all going to do great.
What is your job here now? I mean, are you ever going to actually become a licensed music teacher?
Well, I had an extraordinarily difficult and messy divorce, after which I was framed for murder that I didn't do.
Good
so
Lord.
I got a divorce settlement, and then I got money from the government for being framed.
You really bury the lemur. We almost are out of time. And now we only can now unpack this?
This is quite an 11th hour revelation.
It really is.
Well, I don't think it's that big a deal. You ask how I made money. I mean, I don't really.
We shouldn't have wasted so much time on Farrah.
Well, so you're living off a government settlement for a wrongful conviction or wrongful accusal. Were you even convicted?
Well, no, I wasn't. It was a very long. I was convicted. I was in prison for 2 months, but then they found the dirt on the other guy, literal dirt, and he was the one who pushed her into the quicksand. So it ultimately was not my fault.
What
an incredibly difficult death to first of all detect, but then also to convict someone of pushing
Indeed.
Someone into quicksand.
It was horrible. Wow. It was horrible.
Where did this happen? We have so many questions, so little time.
I know.
Outside of Reno.
So some quicksand pit somewhere outside of Reno.
I think the town is called Quicksand Pits.
Well, if you were in prison for only 2 months, you must have just gotten to Digney Falls. What with the Hawaii and the Reno?
I got here, but it feels like home. I feel like I've known you all forever. I mean, how many people are there even to know? What's the size of this? 50, 60,000, something like that?
Something like that or larger.
Or bigger.
Well, listen, I mean, again, we're running out of time, but I guess what I would like to impart to you is that it'd be great to go get yourself educated. You could even do it in this day and age. You could do it online.
I'm an educator.
Well, now, to be fair, you said you were an aspiring educator, which
you
is
did.
Not the same thing.
It's not
you
the win. Same thing. You and win. In a court, it would certainly not be the same thing.
Right. You're right. And no one's trying to win. We just want the best for you.
But also for the kids.
What was that noise?
Hey, what was that noise?
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay, Marawa?
No, I took out my trombone and tried to play it, but I have no talent for it. I can't do it.
You've had a trombone this whole time.
Yes, I bought one after Farrah, whatever the hell that person's name is, was playing so beautifully. And, you know, the easterly winds. And I thought, well, if I just face how Farrah faces, and it just didn't work out.
Anyway. Well, listen, I do hope that you get yourself some sort of certification so that you can, when it's time to go back to school, I would like it if you were legally allowed to go into those schools. And if it's your passion, then that's fantastic. You should follow it.
Thank you.
Maybe just back it up with a diploma.
Yes. And then you could probably teach them something other than clapping.
Yeah, maybe branch out. Maybe that you could take this time right now that you have in isolation to learn a new skill.
I've literally never been so inspired in my life. Thank you for seeing the good in me and the good in this country and the good in this town.
Well, that's what we do try to achieve here on this podcast. So thank you very much for being with us, Marwa, and please stay safe.
I will. You too, Bernd and Joan.
Okay. Well, thanks. That was nice.
Thank you, Marwa. Thank you.
That was nice. Okay. This is awkward because he's still on the screen. I don't know what we do, Bert. What should we do?
I assumed he would go away, but he has stayed there in the screen.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
Farrah,
take a break.
No, see, he thinks he's gone. He thinks he's gone, Farrah. And it was correct. He's not wearing pants. He's not wearing pants, and I was right about that. And he thinks he doesn't know that we can hear him.
They made me cry. They're so rude. How come she has kids and I can't even take care of any?
Come on now.
Wow.
This is
Farrah.
Okay. We're gonna go.
We have to take a break. When we return, we will wrap up the Neighborhood Listen.
This is Lawrence. Bird parrot cage, $70. Large bird cage, approximately 6 foot tall by 4 foot wide and 2.5 feet deep. Bar spaced 1 inch apart. It's definitely a cage that was used for birds. Most certainly for birds, not for anything else. I no longer have use for it, as the bird is gone. It is gone. Miscellaneous items inside the cage included.
And welcome back to the Neighborhood
Listen. I was going to try. That was a real failure.
I know. You know, you were looking away. I should have waited for you to be looking at me.
You should have. I'm sorry. I was just, I was dealing with escrow. He's actually sick of us. I can tell. At first dogs were excited to, come here, buddy.
The owner's home all day.
Because the owner's home all day, and now they don't get the adrenaline rush of a dog of a human coming back home. And so now, you know, Esco just looks at me like, ugh, you again? Like, what? Right. This is just boring. So boring. So, sorry. Hi.
Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen.
Oh no. Well, now Esco was kissing my face, so I missed it. It's okay. It's fine. You know, Bert. Just continue.
Well, we just have time for one more post here. And this one is, this comes from Leah, and Leah writes, goldfish. Does anyone know anywhere I can buy a goldfish? I'm trying to find one for my daughter to take care of while home. Thank you.
Oh, dear. That's tough because I've seen this happening. A lot of people are rescuing pets during this time because they have now time to sort of take care of them or foster them.
A lot of people live in isolation. They're taking care of a pet because they need some company in the house, which is understandable. That's why I got Connie.
Well, not exactly the same thing, but
I think they are.
Okay.
The goldfish thing, it seems like it's, this is a very easily searchable thing, isn't it?
It does seem searchable, but again, I think is she more concerned as to how to procure one during these trying times, or is she just hoping to get one?
I hadn't thought about that, of course, because pet stores would not be open. They're not essential.
They should definitely not be open.
But wait, you have to buy food for your pet, so wouldn't they be open?
I don't know. I know that we ordered food online for our dog, so I'm not sure. And I also make Escrow's food, especially,
You home cook all Escrow's meals.
Yes, I do. I do. I do a sort of bim bim bap, and I do a, it. I don't know what to tell you.
He loves it. He loves it. He's a very cultured
guy. I don't know. It's really involved. I mean, it honestly takes up half of my day. But anyhow.
You don't have to keep it so authentic.
I know, Doug, but I just love that animal. I love that animal so much. You know, whatever.
I remember the Christmas that you cooked escrow the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
I did. July P, are you listening in on this? I just heard her laugh. Don't even try to pretend.
I heard her laugh.
Okay. Anyways, I have no idea what she's doing. But yes, I did the Feast of the Seven Fishes, and I've never done that before. Never going to do it again.
It was, again,
a lot of dead fish, a lot of dead fish carcasses in the house, plus twin boys, not a good combination.
A lot of work, a lot of labor-intensive meal for a dog.
A lot of work, and a lot of fish skeletons hidden all over the house. But anyways, and you know why? That was during the time that they were doing all the stuff with the Mario and all the fish skeletons. Mm. There's one level where there's fish skeletons that are basically swimming around in one of the dungeon levels. So they were using those for that too. And I think that's why that happened. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, I can't remember, Birds.
The goldfish. Where to find a goldfish?
I'm 93 bottles in.
Take them down and pass it around. We were talking about this, Leah wants to find a goldfish.
Oh, right. So I think that maybe he's just, is he hoping that someone has an extra goldfish? Is he hoping that, or she, is it he or she? Forgive me. I don't know. Leah, I would imagine.
Oh, Leah.
Perhaps, who knows? Don't want to assign it to someone who is not here to speak for themselves. But
very true.
This individual, I think is just, you know, it's kind of, oh gosh, it makes me sad that they're hoping just a goldfish will help pass the time. I mean, here's the problem. Goldfish sometimes don't. You got to be really careful with goldfish. They die quite easily. I would hate to bring something.
Want to.
I know. It's like I had a goldfish when I was a kid, and it was strange. It was silver. It was a goldfish that we got at a carnival, but it was actually not gold. It was kind of silver. Mm. And this goldfish was odd. This goldfish, every time we put it in my father's den, where we actually didn't spend a lot of time. We started hanging out outside. It was during the summer, so we didn't go in there a lot. We'd go in there to feed him. And every time we went in there to feed him, he started flipping around in his bowl like crazy, almost like he wasn't used to seeing people, almost like he was going a little insane. And I'm not kidding you. One day we walked in, and he was on the ground. And hand to God, he had flipped himself out of the bowl and said, "I'm done with this cruel bowl. And I'm going to land on the ground." And it was pescicide.
Oh, so that was it. He was done.
Oh, he died.
Yes. Did you name him?
Eyes wide open on the carpet. Done.
Eyes wide.
Like one of those riddles. Like how did it, you know,
like
how
a locked
did that
door
happen?
Mystery.
Exactly.
Yes. Stabbed with an icicle.
And I placed my hand over his eyes.
Or hung himself on an ice cube.
I know that riddle.
That hung himself on an ice cube?
Explain it, Doug. I didn't say it right. I didn't say it right.
You find a man.
Right.
Hanging, and there's nothing in the room except a puddle on the floor.
Underneath him. A puddle of water underneath him.
Underneath him.
So it was a block of ice when he stood up.
Yeah, that one's actually not that hard to figure out.
Well, now that you know the answer, but you have to go back to when you didn't.
Well, if you're so the entirety of the riddle is there's a man hanging. There's no furniture in the room. No. Underneath him is a huge puddle of water.
I've heard it. I'm embarrassed to say.
I've heard it. I've heard variations of it where there is an ice tray close by too. Yes.
I haven't heard
that one. They might have been taking it easy on me, but there's
like a giant-sized ice tray, like when people do that three-dimensional chess or whatever, where they have the life-size chess that they move around.
I suppose all chess is three-dimensional.
I just met an ice tray, like from a freezer, filled with water. One of the things was gone, so it's all completely filled with water.
One of the things was gone.
One of the ice molds is empty. And there's
one of
a puddle.
The ice bulbs, did you say?
Okay, this is, I mean.
Molds.
One of the compartments for ice. So yes. So not a large ice cube, but a literal ice cube that you put in a drink It was just enough for this gentleman to hang himself.
Do you know what's interesting, Bert, is when I first heard that, when I was a younger person, I thought it was a teeny ice cube. And I just thought, well, now that's just silly. You mean you only needed that extra bit of lift to get up there? I just thought that was so weird. And it wasn't until later I went, oh, like a huge ice cube, a huge block of ice.
Exactly.
I thought that was too dainty otherwise.
Well, I
anyhow, I don't know. Yikes. We really devolved on that. I don't know how to get you a goldfish, lady or man. I don't know. I'm just worried that if you get a goldfish and then it dies, that will be even more depressing in your household right now.
Then you have to live with that gold, that dead, that goldfish's death on your hands. And
yes.
You have to go out and have a funeral for the goldfish if you don't flush it. Because the children, a lot of times, they insist on a funeral. They want to go out in the backyard and they want to say a few words. I don't know. I guess if you have a goldfish to spare, you probably have dozens to spare. I don't know of anyone who has just two goldfish.
Right.
And they're saying, yeah, I'd really like two is more than I can handle. I really wish I'd just gotten the one.
I mean, isn't it weird that koi fish are goldfish who've just been let to run riot?
Is that true that they're gigantic goldfish?
They're just gigantic goldfish. Goldfish will grow as large as their environment is. Isn't that wild?
Well, then how come koi fish don't get as big as the entire pond?
I don't know. Maybe they were moved from that after they were fully grown. They were in a big bait tank, and then they were moved to the pond after they were done growing.
They did all their growing.
I didn't think this all the way through. I just know the first fact, not the follow-up facts.
From what I understand, lobsters continue to grow throughout their entire lives.
Is that right?
That's what I've heard.
Just like your nose, which is bad news for me.
I've not heard that. Your nose
continues to grow. Yes, it does. Look it up. Oh, excuse me.
Joan, I hate to say this. You're a mean drunk.
I'm a mean drunk? Oh, no.
I'm teasing, of course. I'm teasing.
I don't want to be a mean drunk,
no,
but I am drunk.
Not. You are drunk, but you're a nice drunk.
Okay, good.
Well, Joan, I think we got to wrap this up. But,
yeah.
What a pleasure to see you again.
I'm sweating. That was a lot, that episode.
That was a lot. That was a lot. Marawa was really something else. And then the goldfish controversy. we'll have to leave it there. But of course, if you'd like to write to us, if you'd like to share a post that perhaps we missed from Dignity mm-hmm. Falls, screen cap a post on the Neighbor Hap that you find interesting and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with another episode.
Everybody stay safe, stay inside.
Stay safe. Stay inside. Well, make it a song. Why don't you make it a song, Joan? You're so good at this.
Stay safe. Stay inside. From the virus, you gotta hide. Stay safe. Stay inside. Unless you have twins, then get outside. That was personalized for me.
It was. So if you match up with Joan's exact situation, that song is for you.
Sorry about that. Next time I'll make it more universal.
Okay.
That's all there is. That's all, folks.
We will see you next time. Until then, goodbye.
Together.
Goodbye.
And
bye.